Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening. This is Elohim, your host. This is Sunday, Memorial Day weekend. This is Memorial weekend, so we're going to, we're talking about the Christ consciousness, and this is 4-28-2023. We're going to start off with our national anthem.
Thank you.
Greetings. Today, that was our national anthem, an age of freedom has come. This is the time to be talking about freedom, but you can't sit around. Freedom ain't free. Freedom costs. And you have to be willing to pay the cost to be free. Now, one thing about freedom is, let's just think, when you have your little dog with you, your dog stays with you. You feed it, clothe it. I mean, you don't clothe it, but you feed it. Make sure it's healthy and all that. And everything that happens as far as that dog, since the dog is not free to do what it wants to do, you have to provide for that dog. So when somebody say you're free, that means you have to provide the money for yourself. What is money? Food, clothing, shelter, and security. That's real money. This is what you need to own. You have to own your own clothes, own your own living space, okay? You have to own a mechanism to feed yourself. And you have to own a way to protect yourself. We had some nice communities at one time that were doing so well, but they didn't have no protection. Came in and burned them down. So you have to protect yourself. It's very important, okay? Now, we talk about love for a minute here. I'm going to do a whole show on love one day because love is so important. Without love, we won't be able to come together, won't be able to do things. I don't care if you're single or in groups or whatever. Without that love, you won't be able to do anything. Love is the act that makes others feel good. I heard somebody say make others feel happy. You can't make a person happy. A person has to be happy on their own. If a person is happy, then you can make them happy. You can keep them happy. But if a person is miserable, you can't make them happy. That's something you have to learn how to do for themselves, okay? Just trying to wake you up a little bit. I know they say they don't want us to be woke. They want us to be asleep. I'm just keeping up with the times here. But you not only need to wake up and smell a coffee, you need to wake up and drink it. Because there's a lot going on that we need to deal with, okay? Now, this is Sunday. I like Sunday because we get straight into the tyrannical scriptures. That's mostly where we'll be coming from on Sunday. And according to the tyrannical scriptures, right, there's a couple of things that you need to just let go of. First one is the word create. Any scientist know you can't make, if you've read book one of the tyrannical scriptures, you'll know where we came from, who we are, and why we're in this dimension, why we're here. All that's discussed in book one, okay? when we were making everything was made. So everything was made out of something. You can't make something from nothing. So get rid of the word create. We still use it sometimes because, you know, our people are so trapped by the puppet masters that sometimes you don't use those spell words. They can't hear you. But I'm letting you know now, they're spell words. They're designed to keep you in a spell, lock you into a certain situation where you can manipulate it, okay? The next word that you need to give up, I really think strongly about, is the word faith, okay? Once you know what the truth is, the truth has nothing to do with faith. That's another spell word, okay? Every time I explain the word faith, I'm gonna mention what the truth is. The truth is what you see and what you do in your lifetime. It ain't got nothing to do with faith. You know what you did. You know where you've been. You know where you're going. Because you've done it. You don't have to have faith in it. You've already done it. So you know it either works or it don't work. Okay? They tie faith into belief. That's another word you need to just drop from your vocabulary, the word belief. Stop being believers. Look at all of the different so-called religious groups all over the world. All of them believe something different. And they have faith in what they believe. Whether it's true or not, it don't matter. They have faith in it. They believe it. Those words are tied together, you know? Create, faith, and belief. They're all tied together to trap you into staying men and women, to trap you into being children. That's what's going on. That's belief. Stop being believers. Don't believe nothing. You weren't there. Okay, let's talk about this word belief for a minute. You believe in Muhammad, okay? According to the truth is what you see and understand in your lifetime. So you went back there in the cave with Muhammad. You don't know whether the angel Jibril spoke to him or not. You can't personally verify that unless you can go back in time and talk to Muhammad yourself. See, this is where the faith and belief, you have to have faith and believe. You don't have to have faith. You don't have to believe in none of this stuff. But if Muhammad said something that will make you a better person, okay, to use what he said. But you can't use what he says if you're a Christian believing in the Bible and you refuse to read what's in the Quran. How are you going to get benefits from what's in the Quran if your belief system keeps you from reading it? How are you going to get the benefits of what Buddha taught if your religious system stops you from reading what he said? We're not asking you to believe in Buddhism. We're not asking you to believe in Islam. We're not asking you to believe in Christianity. We're not asking you to believe in anything. Check out everything, anything that stops you from reading what the other tribes have put out. Black, brown, red, yellow, and white, we've all put out some information. Anything that stops you from reading what they put out, you need to stay away from because they're trying to control and manipulate you into staying men and women with your children so they can manipulate you, okay? Now, this is the one. This is the one that really gets everybody all screwed up. You should not. There's another word that you need to drop in your vocabulary. The word is spirituality. What in the world is a spirituality? You don't really know. Nobody knows. Preacher can trap you into some type of talk about it. Well, you don't know. You don't know what spirituality is. And the last word that you need to drop from your vocabulary, this word, once I tell you to drop this word from your vocabulary, we can explain what spirituality, where it comes from, okay? Where the ghost comes from in the holy part. The last word you need to drop from your vocabulary, according to tyrannical scriptures, okay, is the word spirit. These are spell words and will trap you in your own mind and keep you from being born again. Because all this is about you being born again. All right? We'll get into a little bit of that. This is Tyrannical Scriptures, Book 2, Verse 6. Okay? Now, the word spirit, what is that? If you study Book 1, you'll know that we're incorporeal energy formed in flesh. That's who we are. Okay, this flesh suit is just a suit that we wear so that we can manipulate things in the physical dimension. But we're not a city have non-denomination, or we're a non-dimensional being. We can go to any dimension that we want through what they're calling the black holes. Anywhere in the universe we can go, traveling at the speed of thought, which is 24 billion miles per second. That's how fast incorporeal energy moves through the universe, okay? I'm just dropping that out there so you can get a good understanding of it. The spirit is incorporeal energy. When they talk about your spirit, they talk about the incorporeal energy, which is the real you. That's why they say you can do anything to a man as long as you don't hurt his spirit, as long as you can't destroy the spirit, can't destroy the man. They do not have the technology to destroy that incorporeal energy that is within you. They don't have the technology. When I say they, I'm talking about the puppet master. Because if the puppet masters and the 1%, if they had the ability to destroy that, they would really put you under their control. I mean, really put you under their control, you know? So those are the four words that you need to, or five words, that you need to just get rid of out of your vocabulary, because they're spell words. They're designed to trap you into a thought process that will keep you from transitioning into who you're supposed to be. Okay? Now, what I like to do thank my birthing gods for bringing me into this world. That would be Sarah and James. That's my mother and father's name. For giving me life so that I can embark on this wonderful journey. Now, this thought process is coming from the Bible, Psalm 82:6. I have said ye are gods, and all of you are children of the Most High. This is the Bible. This is a direct quote from the Bible. Okay? They say, oh, no, that was Solomon and Epsilon, and you're going through all these things. But then Jesus backed up what the book says. In John 10:34, isn't that written in your law, I said you are God? The puppet masters stay away from these particular scriptures. They don't want you to even think about transitioning into God. Get a hold of one God. They want to keep you. And these guys are good. They can explain this stuff so good. Like I say, they can talk Lincoln off the penny. You need to go into the scriptures and read them for yourself. That's why we produce tyrannical scriptures, so that it will isolate these keys and take you into the thought process where you're supposed to be at. You get rid of those five words, that will help you a lot. Stop believing in all this here stuff, you know? Then we have evolution. That's another religion. That's another belief system. You have to believe that stuff. When you know the truth, then you know that all this stuff is belief. Okay? Of the truth is what you see and what you've done in your lifetime. If you haven't seen it, you haven't done it, then it's not your truth. They talking about a big bang. They weren't there. That's not their truth. They're giving you something to believe in. This is what they're doing. Now, if you look at book one, I've explained how everything was made. Black holes, dark matter, the fabric of space, how all this was made. It's a different thought process that I have given you in book one, okay? It's all about your thought process. The thought process that tyrannical scriptures are bringing you will take you into your transition into God. That's what this is all about. Those two verses in the Bible, King James Version, 82:6, Psalm 82:6, and John 10:34, those are the keys to the entire book. All of the books, Bible, Quran, Asti, Bhagavad Gita, you name it. Those are the keys to all of the books. And this will keep you from falling into the belief paradigm that locks you into whatever the group is bringing to you, whether it's true or not. Okay? So, I like to make an assertion. That's just, when I say assertion, I'm just asserting into the universe something that I accept, okay? I accept the law, which is universal. The law of reap what you sow, okay? As a God of this dimension, I accept the law of reap what you sow, and I will not do or say anything that I do not want, that I do not want done or said to me. So let it be written, so let it be done. See, once you transition into God, you get into the law, okay? And I pledge myself to the law. As I walk the path of being honest and good, I will keep my mind focused on reading what you saw, and I will have no trouble that I cannot solve. See, we have problems out there that we can't solve because we don't understand the law. The law is something that you cannot break. You can't break the law, okay? Because the law is reap what you sow. So if you're doing something to somebody that you don't want done to you, it's coming back. So you can't break the law. But that's the law. And your punishment is written in the law. What you do is coming back to you. That's your punishment. If you don't want to be punished by what you've done, then don't do what you think what you're about to do. Think about the law. If I won't do anything that I do not want done to me, okay? Now, you got a few people out there that want some crazy stuff done to them. That's why I tell people when you go to Blog Talk Radio, on my channel, Blog Talk Radio, Elohim Christ, it tells you, I don't want people to love me the way they love themselves because some people hate themselves. Love me the way Jesus taught you to love. Then we'd be on the same page because some people do not like themselves. I'm telling you. So I don't want them to treat me the way they treat themselves. Drinking, smoking, you know, if you watch the Philadelphia Channel, you see the zombies down there on Kingston Avenue. I mean, that's because of what they're doing to themselves. Nobody's doing that to them. They don't know who they are. That's the biggest problem. They don't know that they're gods of this, they're the gods of the Bible. And also the gods that supposedly maintaining the Milky Way galaxy. Oh, I'm not going too far for you, but this is stuff that you need to know, okay? These are things that the puppet masters are supposed to be telling you, but they're not giving you this information because they need that money to buy them $5 million house, okay? They need that money to do what they have to do, and they don't want to do anything to stop them from giving them money. Because what's going on the planet is controlled basically by how you spend your money, okay? It's controlled basically by how you spend your money. Well, Sunday, we're into tyrannical scriptures, okay? The key to the code, you know, of the Bible. This is a book two. Verse 6, key to the code is Psalms 82:6. We are all God's children of the Most High, confirmed by Jesus in John 10:34-36. Now that we have explained how and why the uncaused cause went into motion, talking about book one, we will begin to go through the thought process of the Bible. This is what we're getting into now. The groups that you're in have their own thought process, and it's that thought process that they put on the Bible to make you a puppet or a slave in order to keep you in the thought process of being a man or a woman. What did we just say? The groups that you're in, they're bringing their own thought process to the Bible because the Bible has three thought processes in it. One thought process is that of a slave. When you go to Deuteronomy, it tells you, right in Deuteronomy, it's the science of slavery. That's what Deuteronomy is. You see how the so-called Hebrews, Jacob's children, you know, they call themselves the Israelites, Jacob's Israelites. We'll explain the term Israelite, too, because it just means he's real. That's what that meant. Everybody, every man that has kept their genitals intact
is an Israel, is an Israelite. All right? That's what the circumcision was all about. Becoming real. Real men and women so that we can transition into God. That's what the Israel thing is all about. So we're all Israelites. It's just that the tribe of Jacob, okay, they were the Hebrew Israelites. Everybody's not Hebrew now. You have to realize that too. So the tribe of Jacob were Hebrew Israelites, right? Not Jewish Hebrewites, Israelites. Okay? Because the Jewish Israelites, that was the children of Judah who were Israelites. The Hebrew Israelites, as they're calling themselves, they were the tribe of Jacob. Okay? Just trying to get it straight so you understand what's going on. Because we're all Israelites. I can call myself an Israelite of Sarah, which is my mother. See, because I am real. See? So I am a Sarah Israelite. I'm from the 12 tribes of Sarah. Okay? So I'm an Israelite of Sarah. I'm just trying to give you some type of information and letting you see how they're bringing their thought process to the Bible. This is what I'm trying to explain to you this Sunday, because the Bible has three thought processes in it. So when they come to you with the Israelite thought process and relating it to Jacob and the Hebrews, all right, all the rules and all that stuff that they're dealing with are for men and women. They're not for God. They're for men and women. Therefore, men and women who have not transitioned into God. Once you transition into God, all the stuff that they're talking about doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. You know you're real because you're a God. So you don't have to go through all of the, you don't have to go through that particular thought process. Okay? That's one thought process. That's the slave thought process. Now, they're using that slave thought process, how they trap you. They trap you with the five words, okay? Faith, spirit, belief, create, the four words. They trap you with those words, faith, spirit, create, and belief, and spirituality. That's five words. They trap you with those words, okay? Once they trap you with one of those words, they can use the two thought processes in the Bible that's not allowing you to transition into God. I'm just trying to make it plain. We're going slow. We're going through the tyrannical scriptures, and we're breaking this thing down. We're breaking the keys down. This is what the tyrannical scriptures is all about. It's all about being able to see the keys so that you can transition to the next level. You can become an adult. Right now, you're a children. Okay? Now, we've explained to you what the uncaused cause is. Okay? This is what Jesus will be talking about when he says Father. He's talking about the uncaused cause. Know that, you know, we have explained how and why the uncaused cause into motion will begin to go through the thought process of the Bible. This is what we're doing now. We've explained in book one why the uncaused cause went into motion, how that process took place. Everything is a process. We're explaining how that process took place so that you can see what's going on. The groups that you're in have their own thought process. And it is that thought process that they put on the Bible to make you a puppet or a slave in order to keep you in the thought process of being a man or a woman. Okay? We're reading from the tyrannical scriptures. We're trying to unlock You're seeing the matrix. We're trying to free your mind, you know. We ain't talking about freeing your brain, because the brain and the mind is two different things. A lot of the things we're going to be talking about, a lot of the things we're going to be speaking on, your puppet masters stay away from, because they can't explain this stuff. So they stay away from it. They keep you on the teachings of men and women. Being an Israelite and all that, those are the teachings of men and women. And they give you the stories. See, the stories are locking your brain process, man. And you're trying to remember all these stories. That's a lot of stories. You're trying to remember. And they keep you in their thought process. Whatever group that you're in, they keep you in their thought process so that they can manipulate you, because they know you're just children and haven't made the transition into adults, which is God. God is not a man. If you're functioning as a man or a woman out there, I know you haven't made the transition into God. Once you start functioning as a God, you're no longer a man or a woman. See, the LGBT community is supposed to be transitioning into God. They don't want to be men and women no more. But the churches, with the puppet masters, trying to keep you from transitioning to the next level, okay? Okay, and it's because of this, we have so many religions in the world. The original thought process of the Bible is why Jesus and his disciples were hated by the 1% or the rulers of government that they were under. They were hated by the 1%. They were hated by the church. The church was the Sanhedrin. They were hated by the church. If you read the Bible, you know the church hated you, because Jesus told them literally to stay away from religion. Your religion is to realign yourself with source energy, which is the anchor portal energy within you that they call holy, or they're calling a ghost. Okay? This is what they're calling a ghost. Because at this stage in time, the scientists do not have the mechanism to see incorporeal energy. Okay? They're getting close, because they know that dark matter is there. They can see dark matter. Dark matter is the smallest molecular, we don't have names, I don't have names that I can pronounce to what they're calling. We're going into particle physics. We're talking about particle physics. And they don't have the machinery, okay, to see beyond dark matter. And now I'm not saying they're not going to develop it, because we're talking about gods here. They're going to develop. There's no limit to what we can do. But right now, they can't see incorporeal energy. So it's ghosts. That's why the term ghost is used, because it's something that they can't see with their machines. Okay? Spirit and ghost, same thing. Something that they can't see with their machines. But they do one level and express spirit as some type of power. Okay? If you can't destroy a man's spirit, you can't destroy the man. So the spirit is some kind of power within you as they're beginning to come into the thought process. But we talk about incorporeal energy. Incorporeal energy is not a spirit and it's not a ghost. It's a reality. It's real. Because without incorporeal energy, you as a person, human being, whatever we call ourselves out there, could not exist. Because the incorporeal energy is the life of the flesh. That's what's going on. The incorporeal energy is the life of the flesh. So, and that portion of you never dies. It never dies. When the egg is first fertilized in mama, okay, once it splits and vibrates, I think it's around 72 megahertz, That frequency allows the incorporeal energy to enter the egg. The egg begins to glow. There's a light coming from the egg that the scientists can't explain right now, but I'm explaining to you what it is. Okay? It's that incorporeal energy entering the egg and giving the egg life. If that incorporeal energy don't enter that egg, that child is stillborn, because flesh cannot live without the incorporeal energy. And this is dealing with the parent. See, the parent, mama's out there, they're thinking that until a certain point that the baby is just flesh. There's no life there, okay? But the life enters the egg hours after the fertilization, not days and weeks, but hours after the fertilization. That's why you have to be mindful of what you're doing. You have to be mindful when you're young. You have to be mindful whether you want to pass your genetic marker on, because that's what we're talking about. We ain't talking about sex. If you want to pass your genetic marker on, because you can have sex without passing on your genetic marker. That's why they make birth control and condoms and all that stuff. But once you pass your genetic marker on to the next generation, your job is done as a woman. Your job is done as a man. Okay? Now, you nurture and take care of that man or woman that you bring into existence until they transition into God, and they take care of themselves. They don't need you no more. Okay? This is where the teenagers are. The parents are having so much trouble with the teenagers. They're transitioning into God so they can be self-sufficient, independent. We don't have to come to you for every little thing. Some parents love the children so much they don't want them to make that transition. Oh, please, you know? It gets a little tricky, you know? So this is what we're trying to tell you on Memorial Day weekend. We're trying to get you to the point that you can see certain things. I'm going now. We're in the tyrannical scriptures. We're in book two. Okay. Now it's because of this. This is book two, verse 10. It is because of this we have so many religions in the world. That's why we have so many religions in the world. Is because they're bringing their thought process to the Bible. And the Bible has its own thought process. And we're now in tyrannical scriptures. We're isolating the keys so that you can see the Bible's thought process. This is what we're going to do on Sunday. The Sundays that we set up, this is what we're going to be doing. We're going to be going through the tyrannical scriptures. Now, we don't went through book one already, so we're not going to do that again, not for a minute. You know, the original thought process of the Bible is why Jesus and his disciples were hated by the 1% or the rulers of the government that they were under. This is book 2, verse 11. The truth of the Bible will bring harmony and love to the planet and will eliminate the class systems and the need for anyone to lead another worldwide. But Jesus taught the end of religion as we know it today. Boy, that's something to think about, you know? What did Jesus call religion, you know? To Jesus, okay, religion was taking care of homeless, right? To Jesus, religion was taking care of homeless and afflicted. Keeping yourself unspotified, you know, keeping yourself straight. Stop doing things that cause you harm based on the law of reap what you sow. Stop doing things that are coming back to you that you really don't want to come back to you, okay? This is what I'm trying to get into. Now, remember, now you got to remember this. It was the religious people who had him put to death. Think about it. and the ruling class who killed Jesus, who killed James with a sword, persecuted the other followers of Jesus, okay? They kidnapped Peter. Peter had to escape to where the white tribe was so he can teach, because the brown tribe at the time, the brown tribes was ruling at the time. The brown tribe, the brown tribe was ruling in that area at the time. The red tribe, they were ruling the America at the time. The red yellow tribe, their time was almost up. But the Sanhedrin wanted Jesus dead. And they came up with trumped up charges. The reason why, one of the reasons why they wanted him dead was because he acknowledged the fact that he was God and that you were gods too. That's why they wanted him dead. Are they teaching that now? Okay. Are they teaching John 10:34 in your churches right now? I don't think so. Are they teaching Psalm 82:6 in your churches right now? I don't think so. Have they put you on a proper diet based on Genesis 1:29? I don't think so. They still got you consuming all kinds of animal flesh. The puppet masters are running around, call themselves preachers, got a Bible in one hand, a pork chop in his mouth. That's not how we're supposed to be going. This is what they're doing. Okay? You have to begin to read the scriptures for yourself. I'm recommending the King James Version. Okay? Now, at this point, I want to take a minute and play one of the songs off my album. That's how we feed ourselves around here. We have albums and books on the market. Okay? I'm going to play one of the songs off the album.
Your troubles away. Oh, he won't forsake you for a day. Troubles away.
Forsake you for day when I found.
Jesus is coming. We're talking about that Christ consciousness. That consciousness is permeating the entire universe right now. Some people call it the universal mind, but it's the Christ consciousness. This is what Christ was talking about when he said he was coming back. Based on our genetic markers, from generation to generation to generation, each generation is smarter than the last. Even though the consciousness of a generation will be so high at one time that they will be able to receive information directly from Christ. That's what's going on right now. You can receive the information directly from Christ. You do not need a go-between, okay? Christ is back, but you can't recognize what Christ is because of what you're doing with the puppet masters. You looking for some physical body to come back? Not going to happen. It's a consciousness. It's a consciousness. It's a thought process that will give you comfort once you enter into this thought process. These are where the comforters are going to come from. That's why I said they're going to mention Jesus. They're going to mention Jesus. Okay? But it's the Christ consciousness that we're going to be dealing with. That's what's going on. So Jesus is not coming back. Christ is back. But you have to recognize what you're dealing with. Okay? Uncaused car, incorporeal energy, that's a part of who we are. This is the Christ that's in you. This is why Jesus told you the kingdom of heaven is within you. He told you that. But now I'm explaining to you, explaining the keys so that you can recognize how kingdom is within you. And this incorporeal energy is connected to the entire cosmos. You're connected to the entire cosmos. You're literally supposed to be monitoring and taking care of the Milky Way galaxy. Okay? They did have one video on YouTube. I tried to save it, but you know, I'm not really that much literate when it comes to this internet thing. What did he call it? Dyson Sphere. Where they surrounded the sun, and they started surrounding suns all over the Milky Way galaxy to extract energy. That's an amazing thought process. You know, let you know that people are transitioning into the God thought process. They just can't say they're God because you'll persecute them. You think they're going crazy because they're going against what you're teaching. There's only one God. If there's only one God, why do the books say we're all God? Do you see what I'm saying? They're keeping you away from the key. They do not want you to transition into who you are supposed to be. Once you transition into God, the tribal persecution will stop, will cease to exist. Black, brown, red, yellow, and white will begin to work together because you'll start seeing that a lot of this stuff is just nonsense. They're over there murdering and killing each other in Ukraine, in Lebanon, all over the globe. this conflict's going all over the globe because somebody drew a line and said, this is mine. Mine, 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 mine. And you can't come over here. If you come over here, I'm going to kill you. When that person's tribe is all over the world. Look at what color you are. Whatever color you are, you represent one-fifth of the world's population. You don't have no borders. You're all over the world. Black, brown, red, yellow, white. And we have to work together if we're going to make this planet the paradise for everybody and not just for a few. So now you understand why it is so important for them to kill Jesus and those who follow his teachings, and why they are constantly changing the Bible. It is for this reason that Elohim Christ recommends the King James Version of the Bible, because a lot of those keys are still there. They haven't taken some of those keys out. They're working on it. Okay? Okay. Now let's go through the tyrannical scriptures thought process as we get into Genesis 1. We told you we was going to go from pre-Bible all the way into Genesis 1. In the beginning, God made, we use the term made, created the heavens and the earth. You know we can't make something from nothing. And we did not use the word create because you cannot make something from nothing. The God in the book they speak of are men and women. According to the Bible code, men and women had technology to make planets and suns. Think about that for a minute. We had the technology to make planets. We made this solar system. See, this is the thought process they don't want you to engage in. Oh, God came down. No, you made this solar system. And when these guys are talking, you know, Big Bang and all that kind of crazy stuff, what they should be thinking, we made this stuff before. How can we make it again? China's went up. China done made a sun. Okay? China done made a sun. Because we made suns before. We made all this stuff. We made the planet. We made the sun, the moon, all this stuff. Some people talk about, well, the moon blew away from the planet. We just made the doggone moon. Ain't no explosion had to take place for us to make the moon. We made the moon just like we made this planet. It's a combination, okay, of the three energies. Once they get to that point, they'll see that with the three energies, they can make whatever they want. With the three energies, we're talking about the fabric of space, incorporeal energy, corporeal energy, and dark matter. You need dark matter, too. So with those four energies, we can make planets. We can make whatever we want. You know? We are actually amazing, okay? Now, this whole thing is about bringing you into the truth, okay? We are coming back. See, let me just read. We do not use the word create because you cannot make something from nothing. The God in the book they speak of are men and women. According to the Bible code, men and women have the technology to make planets and suns. We're coming back into the technology today. The moon is a satellite. We have satellites up there now. Men and women are under nature. God is not bound by nature because we are the designers of nature. Okay? If you cannot accept this truth, go outside. Flap your arms and see if you can fly like a bird. It is not natural for men and women to fly like a bird. But God, the designer, okay, can design a plane and go faster and higher than any bird. Okay, this is all coming from Genesis 1:1, in book 1, Genesis book 1:1. So we're breaking these keys down to you, okay? So that you can see that the keys were written up in the book, okay? In the beginning, God made. So you take that word create out. Now they use the word made and create interchangeably in the Bible. See, they don't want to tip your hand. Sometimes they use the word made. Sometimes they use the word create. What did they do? Did they create it from nothing or did they make it from something? You can't make something from nothing. That's a thought process. That's a thought process that the scientists are using. So where they come with the Big Bang? That's interesting. This is what the Bible is trying to bring you into. It's trying to bring you into a different thought world, tyrannical scriptures. It's trying to bring you into the thought process of the Bible, not the groups that you're in, because the groups ain't talking the way I'm talking. The groups aren't talking about everything the way I'm talking about everything. They're not getting into the black holes and where all this stuff is coming from. They don't go through that. But you have to understand that before you can understand Genesis. See? And it said, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. The men and women have not made what we call a sun. And the spirit, incorporeal energy, they had ships that could process energy from the incorporeal realm of God moved upon the face of the waters, and the waters that they spoke of at the time was the corporeal gas that incorporeal energy gives off. You have to go back and read book one. Book one explains all of this. Okay? We're trying to keep it short when we're going through the actual Bible, because this whole thing is a process. This is a process to take you into another thought process. Oh, is this the truth? Is this look, we're telling you now, give up all that stuff about believing. We're not asking, we don't want you to believe nothing. We done told you that. We're giving you another way to think about this stuff. This is, we're in book one, verse three. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. So God ignited the corporeal gas, and a sun was formed. Now, wait a minute. Oh, boy, we're out of time. I'm going to have to hold on to this. Just keep your questions and write them down. Hold on to this to the next episode, and we will explain a lot more of this stuff as we go through the tyrannical scriptures on Sunday, okay? Remember, love is the act that makes us feel good. Love you one another, even if I have loved you. This is Yahshua. This is Jesus letting you know what you should be doing, okay? Now, remember, tyrannical scriptures, part of Bible 2.0, is on the market. You can get it at Amazon. Our CDs are out there as well, okay? Now, with that, we'll be chit-chatting you again with the next adventure. Remember, tyrannical scriptures, Bible 2.0, and we have just introduced some of these episodes, some of these adventures on YouTube. So you can go to Elohim Christ on YouTube, and you can listen to some of these episodes. Or you can go to Blog Talk Radio. We got over 300 episodes on Blog Talk Radio. Look up Elohim Christ and start listening to some of the episodes. Blog Talk has set them up so the episodes on demand. So Blog Talk is working with us. We're not, for episodes on demand. So Blog Talk will work with you. With that, much love, guys. And we will talk to you on the next episode, okay?